You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
As a writer, I am quite fond of the dash, and I often contemplate how many dashes per paragraph is too many dashes per paragraph. That's what they say.
Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
And my husband and I actually were just talking about the dash, and he told me that he's always been really confused because he said all through elementary school, middle school, high school, never once did a teacher actually teach him how to use the dash, and he says he still doesn't know really exactly when you're supposed to use it.
I think he's not alone, and the reason people may not have taught him how to use the dash is I like to describe the dash as the Wild West of punctuation. The dash is very flexible. I think it's almost easier to figure out where you can't use the dash than where you can use the dash. I also find that once students discover the dash and its versatility, then they can sometimes slip into overusing the dash.
Suddenly it's everywhere.
Suddenly it's everywhere. But let's talk about where you can use the dash. You can use it where you would use a colon. If you're providing examples or you're providing explanation, you can have a clause. You could have a colon. You can also have a dash. You could use it where you'd have a semicolon. You're attaching two clauses together. You use a dash instead of a semicolon. I think the dash there is more informal. There are places where you might use a comma, but you could stick in a dash instead. You can also use it for parentheses. When you're inserting a parenthetical into a sentence, you could put in parentheses, but I rather like the dash, and I was looking at my old articles, and I found this example of one of my own parenthetical dashes. I wrote, "How is aren't I more grammatical, dash, or more logical for that matter, dash, than ain't I?" And so I'm adding in this extra thought. I could put it in parentheses, but it felt more important than parentheses.
When I see a parenthesis, it really interrupts the flow of the sentence for me, you know, and the dash kind of keeps it going.
I have sort of the same reaction. For me, parentheses suggest that this is almost optional information. It's an aside. Whereas dashes also indicate that this is extra information, but it feels slightly more important to the flow of the sentence, to the meaning of the sentence. Now, there are other places where we have to use a dash. No other punctuation mark will work. Sometimes we get ourselves into this bind where we start a sentence with several items, X, Y, Z, and then we want to refer to all of those with the verb. So we'll do something like X, Y, Z, dash, all these help explain, because you need to sort of separate off that list and then get your sentence started. Then you have times where you're adding a phrase, and a comma probably just wouldn't work as well. So here's an example from George Eliot's Middlemarch. He had done nothing exceptional in marrying, dash, nothing but what society sanctions and considers an occasion for wreaths and bouquets.
In a situation like that, I feel like the dash is almost like, get ready for this. Something really interesting is coming up next. Ready?
Or really clever.
Really clever, yeah.
And that the dash gives you a little more of a pause than the comma would. Now, it is important to remember that for that dash, at least in my word processing program, you want to use two hyphens, and then if you put a space or a letter, it will lengthen out into that M dash instead of just having a hyphen.
Speaking of hyphens, I've got all kinds of questions about hyphens, Anne, but I think we're going to have to wait until next week. What do you think?
I can hardly wait to talk about hyphens. Until next Sunday.
Until next Sunday. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism in Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.